Hello and welcome to the Digital Insight, the technology and supply chain podcast that delivers valuable C-level perspective into the core issues surrounding business transformation and digital disruption. Each episode will bring you the most inspiring executive insights from those leading transformation strategies within the world's biggest and best-known companies. The Digital Insight. Disrupt. Transform. Evolve.
Welcome to the Digital Insight, the official podcast series for Interface and CPO Strategy magazines. This week, we ask the question, what makes for a truly intelligent company? We ask Lutz Beck, CIO of Daimler Trucks North America, to reveal the secrets behind its massive digital transformation into a totally connected and intelligent company. So, Lutz, welcome to the Digital Insight.
My name is Lutz Beck. I'm working for Daimler Trucks North America. I'm the CIO of the company, so basically heading everything IT related for the whole company. I'm heading also in parallel the autonomous IT for the Daimler Trucks group, and of course all the connectivity, autonomous, electric-related topics on IT for Daimler Trucks North America. Basically, I started my career in consulting. Was for years in consulting, and I joined Daimler early 2000. Was then for about 9 years working in Germany in different roles in Daimler IT. Moved then in 2012 as the CIO as well to Daimler Trucks Asia, based in Japan. And basically was in Japan for 7 years almost, and then moved last year, end of last year, 2018, to USA, to Portland, to basically be the CIO of Daimler Trucks North America. Daimler Trucks Asia is a group where you have basically Mitsubishi Fuso, and BharatBenz. BharatBenz is our brand in India. Mitsubishi Fuso, of course, all across Asia. And mainly Mitsubishi Fuso is having, if you look at the volume, is having mainly light-duty trucks. Whereas here at Daimler Trucks in North America, the main volume is coming from heavy-duty trucks. So here we have the volume here in heavy-duties, and the interest on the role was basically because the company here is from a size point of view bigger than Daimler Trucks Asia. I mean, look, I mean, the IT role, let's say, is significantly changing due to the disruption, because everything what we're doing today is based on technology, right? And of course, this is our main field, technology. So from my point of view, the IT role in companies is changing significantly, is taking more and more the lead in driving the change in a company, right? In former times, you had, of course, a lot of areas as well, but IT was more seen often also as a supplier, whereas now IT is key for the future to develop basically the new business models, new processes, and bring in the innovation. So for me, IT is on the same level than engineering, right? And if you look at some of the automotive companies which are not having the traditionally or the historical background as we do, or other companies, you see that a big portion of the people working for these companies is actually out of IT, because everything is technology. Right, and now we need to bring this technology in. We need to use the technology for the disruption. And I think the better you use technology to disrupt, the more successful you will be in the future. Companies which do not know and which still work on a very traditional model in using technology, I'm not sure how they will look like in the future. Yeah, because you have this opportunity with autonomous driving, with e-mobility, and there is a lot of opportunities to develop new business models, to create new revenue streams based on that. But you need to go outside of your comfort zone, Yeah, so you have a very traditional model, which is building trucks and selling trucks. And now you come to the point that you say, hey, in future, we see the truck as a device, right? Which we basically sell with surrounding services to our customers or via our dealers to the customers. And these surrounding services are all based on technology. And this is exactly where IT is coming in. So we need to establish ourselves more as a thought leader in innovations in the company. We need to try certain things, and we need to disrupt also the company processes, the company organization as well. An intelligent company is, for me, a company which creates or which works with their assets in a way that they are permanently disrupt themselves and base a lot of their decision on data. Because you have a lot of data. The key assets of a company is the data. And we know that, I mean, if we're looking around, not just in our industry, also in other industries, if you look at successful companies nowadays, the key asset or what is making them different is basically that they know exactly how to work with data. And this is exactly what we need to do in future as well. We need to use this huge amount of data which we are having. We need to use that for business decisions, for driving efficiencies, and also creating new business models and creating new revenue streams, because there is a lot of opportunities which you have. And the more data you gain or you bring into the company, the more you can do it. And this is not just for us. It's not, you know, in a way that we want to take things over from other companies. It's more about, you know, to find the synergies between different various industries as well and see how we bring that all together. Because, I mean, everybody knows you can sell data to other companies because they want to have it. You can also buy data. All these kind of things, these models are developing more and more. So an intelligent company is, for me, a company which is actually quite fast in decision making. And the decision making is not more based on, how I call it, gut feeling. The decision making is also very pretty much based on data and the facts out of the data. Because with the data we have, we can leverage everything. And we can even look into, hey, what did we decide a year back? Okay, what is the change in the environment and why we should decide differently now? This could be all done via data, could be prepared via data, and then you are faster. And then you are faster, and then you are able to work faster, you are more efficient, and you have the time also to think about what kind of disruption or what kind of new business models we could create. Yeah, I mean, the slogan we have on IT side is actually building the intelligent company. And what we want to do is we want to basically transform the company based on the key asset, which we say is data, into a data-driven company, right? I mean, everybody is talking nowadays about data is the new oil, right? In a certain way, yes, this is true, but the most important is actually what you generate out of this data, what kind of benefits you take out of the data, and this is exactly what we are working on now. What we have is one block is our digital foundation. Very important for us, we need to work on the digital foundation. We need to basically look into and make sure everything what we have, what we could also call backend, is actually prepared for the future, right? Because usually what you find is a lot of complexity in your backend. So what we're trying to do here is we try to simplify, and we try to take the complexity out, because just putting everything what is coming on the innovation piece on top of a very complex backend doesn't work. So we have one topic where we're working on, and this is in the middle of everything what we're doing is basically the digital foundation. Then we're working on the autonomous piece, of course, as a company, as everybody knows. I mean, this is certainly a game changer in terms of mobility for the future. A lot of companies are working in this game. A lot of companies are doing something here, and that's also for us, of course, a big piece. Then we're working on connected vehicles. We already in this place since quite some time. We have more than 100,000 trucks connected in the meanwhile. This is, of course, a brilliant service for our customers because we have real-time services based on that which we can give to our customers, right? The third thing, the third pillar is, of course, electric, which is a big topic as well for us. We are already working in this space. We already handed over, of course, as a pilot, electric trucks to customers. And this is very good, especially from my point of view. If you look at distribution logistics, this is a game changer here as well and will help certainly the environment, especially in the cities, to do a different topic. We have one piece, which is a strategic building block, which is basically the whole data-driven analytics piece, which is the big data buzzword, right? Where you basically internally as well as for the outside generate services which are used internally to be more efficient, to help save costs, externally to build new services and to create new revenue streams for us. One pillar in the strategy as well is cybersecurity, which is a big topic as well. This is always a bit of more sensible topic, of course, because you don't give as a company to everybody what you're doing there, but it's part of what we need to do, and it's very important as well to safeguard that everything what we are doing is considering the cybersecurity aspect, because the attack topics are a complete different one than it was in the past, and it's not more just about protection, it's more about detection. And the sixth pillar which we have is everything what you basically put around the smart factory and Industry 4.0, as it's called mostly in Europe, right? We call it smart factory. Also here, factory automation, learning with data you're having, all these kind of topics are there, and then you're not just looking internally in the company, you are looking also at your supply chain, right? Especially if you have situations where you need to fast ramp up or ramp down, it's very good if you have a connected supply chain. And this is what we are looking at in the smart factory, making our plants more efficient and more, in a certain way, intelligent based on the data we have. Looking at all the sensors which we have on our robots and everything. The second thing is, of course, connecting our supply chain in the whole topic as well to get more quality in everything what we're doing there. At the end of the day, you need to find smart ways of doing that, right? Everybody, of course, it's immediately, if you look at this, everybody is immediately thinking, hey, this is millions or this is a huge investment. And certainly, if you look at autonomous and connectivity, this is an investment, right? But this is also some kind of a new business model. So, and if you look at autonomous, I think it's easy to create a business case for that as well. But of course, you need to invest, and there is investments behind. But everything what you do in terms of smart factory, in terms of data-driven or big data, it's actually not, from an investment point of view, so difficult if you have your cleanup done on your back end, what I call the digital foundation, right? Because if you build on a simplified digital foundation, it's easier for you to gain all these topics as well. And we have a lot of examples in the big data space. We have also a lot of examples on the smart factory where with a very, very small invest, you can gain a lot of benefits. So you need to look use case by use case, of course, but some of the topics can be done in a completely different way because technology is giving us today a completely different way of working and helping us actually to make things also more efficient and easier, right? Then you have open source, right? Which we're looking at as a company as well to make use more and more from the open source which I think is a very beneficial topic as well. Of course, there is always a two ways, right? On the other side, I think we need to look at it. We cannot close that, and especially in a lot of topics, also we need to think ourselves also in a different way of working, because there is topics which we try to solve, which we cannot solve by ourselves. We need to have basically more companies, maybe authorities in there to help us to solve the problem. Coming into an environment which was already in a certain step of innovations in a certain sense, but still dealing with a very complex foundation. So after looking to the whole topic, we basically looked into and said, okay, we need to basically take two steps. And of course, it's difficult because all the strategic building blocks are running and everybody wants to jump on that and everybody's keen to have that. But very important is always the back end. Yeah. So what we did is basically we established some kind of a strategy, which is having this building of the intelligent company, that we said, okay, we have one block which is actually working on the fundamentals and modernizing our foundation. And the second thing is working on the strategic building blocks. So that means I have both topics now running in parallel. And in order to get a bit more hold on what is happening, especially specifically on the more innovative topics, we were setting up what we call a digital transformation office. So that we say we need to steer a bit more in which direction we are heading, because if you have these innovative topics, because you know that everybody is running around with buzzwords. Everybody knows the buzzwords, right? Blockchain, virtual reality, augmented reality, big data. Everybody knows that. And everybody wants to be part of that because this seems to be very interesting. So, but what we needed to do is to say we need to bring some structure in place, because as much as we want to try everything, there is things where we also need to learn it's not yet ready for us, or the technology is not at a point where we can really use it, or it doesn't make sense just for the industry at the moment. Yeah. So, and this process needs to be steered in a certain sense, and that's what we're doing with the Digital Transformation Office. That means we have a full visibility about all the topics which are running in these areas, in order also to avoid that we do it double or triple. And then we have a decision that we say, hey, let's fail fast. Let's do a POC, let's do an MVP, but fail fast in the approach itself. If we notice it doesn't make sense, just stop it, right? Because everything what doesn't bring value to the company, we shouldn't do. Just for the sake of using technology, it doesn't make sense. So we need to apply the technology to topics which are adding value to the company, and this is actually what we're doing currently. The biggest challenge is actually, you know, I mean, everybody talks about digital transformation, right? And everybody thinks that digital transformation is a technology transformation. But digital transformation is actually a cultural shift and a mindset transformation. And I think this is the biggest challenge, to get the people in this thinking, right? Technology is just an enabler, and technology, you know, will never be the limiting factor anymore, because if you look at the cycles of the development of technology, it's going so fast in the meanwhile, in all the areas. If you look at robotics, if you look at other topics, it's going so fast, we will not be able to apply all these technologies so fast as the things are evolving here. So the problem what we have is that we need to work on this cultural shift and in the understanding of digital transformation. What is it about? Because it's more about new ways of working, new business models, new revenue streams, new jobs for people. Yeah, going from old jobs, transitioning into a new job, right? And this is the whole package. And I think this is the major topic we need to work on to be successful as well, because you can easily be blocked by the resistance which is coming from the people, because they fear, of course, the change, because you do something for years in the same way. Now somebody is coming, hey, you need to work in a new way. Yeah, but what is happening with me? So this is topics which we need to address as a company. We're doing a lot of communication. We're trying to really communicate, to make people understanding. We just had recently a so-called Digital Inspiration Day, just to bring the people up to speed. Hey, what's happening? What kind of technology? What we're doing inside of the company? What our company is doing outside? Yeah, you're using some examples also from outside companies, not necessarily the same industry, how they were transforming. I basically brought in people which were running a successful transformation to explain to my leadership team how things are going, how transformations are running. We are very often with the top management to explain to them certain things. I'm trying also to bring the top management into discussion with leaders from other companies in order to understand how they do the transformation. And then, of course, we are, you know, you have this mix, right? Because for certain new topics, for certain innovations, you might not find necessarily the skill set immediately, right? So we'll bring in new people as well, new hires in the company, and then we combine that, right? We bring some kind of a combination of new talents and existing people, because we can educate them also into this new role. And this is exactly what we are doing. So you create some kind of a different culture, right? Because you bring the people together, and this is generating also some kind of movement. And this is, we're trying to do that. Of course, it's not that easy. It's not that easy, because especially if you look at the talent situation here in the US, it's very difficult. There's a lot of competition out. But on the other side, we're coming slowly. Also we do more on the HR marketing, what I would call it, because we, of course, seen as a very traditional industry. I do believe the automotive is currently the industry to be in, because this is the most, I mean, we are doing everything with technology. Yeah. And we are having such exciting topics also. We need to communicate that more, that people get more attracted to this as well. We have a lot of companies, startups also, where we say, hey, we're in discussions with them, how we can leverage certain things as well. Of course, there is areas where I, from my personal point of view, where I say, no, I don't want to actually give this know-how out. Yeah, especially if you look at data. Everything related to data, we need to really consider what we give outside and what we keep inside. So we are trying also strategically to hire more people in this area, because I do believe this is really the key asset, and we need to learn ourselves to work with this, and we need also to be able to decide what can we give outside and what we need to keep inside, because that's a potential new business model for us, or we can create a new service on top of that. Because if you look at the truck, as I mentioned before, it's a device, it's nothing else. Now, if you look at the phones, right, as an example, if you look at the devices, there is not much difference anymore nowadays. Yes, maybe the one or the other camera is better or whatever, but at the end of the day, what is attracting to the people is the services around, right? The services you have on your phone. And this will be, in a certain way, the same for our trucks. What kind of services you build around there, right? And how convenient it is for our dealers or for our customers to use it. And that's exactly where we need to work towards. In Daimler Trucks, we have a group which is, of course, specifically built for the autonomous driving. And we have very capable people there. And I think they were looking for the best way how to achieve the target to build the autonomous. And luckily, they were able to take or to find Torque, if I would call it as such, and to make that happen, right? I mean, I think it was just the way of going, and they said, how can we certainly speed up certain topics as well by knowing that we cannot do everything by ourselves? And then they were coming up with this proposal and everybody was happy. And also, you know, establishing the IT in a different role, it's something which is really, really good, right? Which is something completely new. And I love to do something like that, because this is actually something which is for me, you know, who was working in a very traditional way. And now suddenly you're establishing a completely different role. You can drive topics in a different way, right? Which is a challenge on a daily basis, but you learn also on a daily basis. And this is something which I feel as a person is, of course, a good thing to do. Yeah, I don't believe everybody wants to have this kind of a role, because, of course, you'd be out of your comfort zone every single day. But on the other side, you know, it's refreshing, and it's refreshing also to see the mix between experienced people and less experienced people, how they work together, how they learn from each other. And this is something which is really good. And I think it's good also for us as a company to learn on that, because, as you said before, we are living in a time which is about disruptions. Yeah? There is a lot of companies which did the disruption. If you look at, you know, what was the market value of companies 10 years back and which companies are now in the top ranking, right? It's all about technology companies. And there you see the value of technology as well. And I think this is making it interesting, and this is making it worthwhile doing it. And I think as Daimler Trucks North America, which is having a very big history as a freightliner, right? I mean, it's also our duty to do something which is different and which is pushing in the different future.
Thank you for listening to the Digital Insight Podcast in association with theinterface.net and cpostrategy.com. The Digital Insight is brought to you by B2E Media Limited. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. And don't forget to check out our podcast archive at www.b2e-media.com/podcast.